This is the Boy Scouts of America. You are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC ACRA. ACRA.
Perfect. ACRA. Thank you.
The views expressed by on-air volunteer hosts do not reflect the views of Wavefarm or WGXC. WGXC is nonpartisan and does not endorse or support political candidates. To participate in WGXC's on-air dialogue, dial 518-622-2598 to either call in live to the studio or record a 3-minute message for broadcast expressing your point of view, or send an email to info@wgxc.org.
Wavefarms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Anonymous of Washington, D.C. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Basilica Farm and Flea Holiday Market is back Black Friday weekend, November 28th, 29th, and 30th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. Visitors can play, learn, eat, and shop with over 120 local farmers, chefs, makers, and collectors of the Hudson Valley. Info at basilicahudson.org. See you there.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Grabbable, handleable, listener-fueled radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, November 28th. Local early morning temperatures range from 26 degrees in Tannersville to 36 in Skodak. Regional average soil temperature is 41 degrees. Today is looking cold and snowy. We get a high of 40 that lingers for a couple of hours this afternoon. We also get wind gusts that reach 30 miles per hour, so some branches might be coming down. Watch for occasional power outages. This afternoon is still looking snowy, though numbers have revised downwards. It looks like we're getting less than a half an inch between 11 a.m. and sunset. Overnight, a little more of that snow tapers off by midnight, then we see a low of 30 degrees. Tomorrow is not going to be as windy. We get a high of 40 degrees at 2 p.m. and partly cloudy skies. Overnight, temperatures dip down to 29 degrees. Then it's a little scary looking Sunday morning as snow and rain are expected to fall around sunup. By noontime, that should have all converted to rain, and we get a high temperature of 43 at 4 p.m. The rain continues into the night, and Monday, it looks like we get a high of 37 and things will be dry. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are at 1%. Plasma winds will be fast at 644 kilometers per second with a thin density of 1 proton per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently impacted on all frequencies with a level 4 noise floor. There are low chances of aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 76. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
We'll be right back. Public News Service Friday afternoon update. I'm Mike Clifford. President Trump said Thursday night that he would permanently pause migration from some countries and remove many migrants already in the United States. The latest announcement tightening immigration policy in response to the shooting of two National Guard soldiers in Washington, D.C. That for the New York Times. Thursday night's post also seemed to target migrants who had become citizens. Trump said he would denaturalize migrants who undermine domestic tranquility and remove people from the country who are non-compatible with Western civilization. Hours before those posts, Trump announced the death of 20-year-old U.S. Army Special Sarah Beckstrom, one of the National Guard members who was shot on Wednesday. As we filed this report, officials said the other victim, identified as 24-year-old Air Force Sergeant Andrew Wolf, was in critical condition. Meantime, this weekend features the annual Small Business Saturday, a moment that traditionally encourages people to shop local.
Small Business Saturday takes place after Black Friday, the post-Thanksgiving day of deals at many large retail stores. Cities across North Carolina are participating in Small Business Saturday, including in Apex, where businesses will have in-store specials, discounts, and events. The economic development manager for the city, Colleen Moraes, says small businesses are vital to communities.
Supporting those businesses, it's not just about shopping local. It's about investing in our community's future and the place and the people that make your community extremely special.
Moraes notes that Small Business Saturday can make a big impact, sometimes meaning the difference between a business getting out of the red and into the black before the end of the year. I'm Eric Tegedoff reporting.
Small Business Saturday was created by American Express in 2010. And as the nation marks National Hospice and Palliative Care Month, a New Jersey group says it's time to change the narrative around end-of-life conversations. Lori Feldstein with the Goals and Care Coalition of New Jersey is helping promote a new affordable online certificate.
Our culture hasn't yet normalized advanced care planning, and that's really what a program like this is trying to address, is to normalize conversations around end-of-life care.
The program from Goals of Care Coalition and the group Compassionate Choices trains health professionals to lead more effective conversations based on patient values. In Minnesota's state park, parks and trails may have a snowy look right now, but for those who want to take in the winter beauty this Thanksgiving weekend, admission is free today.
Four times a year, the Department of Natural Resources waives the entrance fee at state park and recreation areas, with Black Friday usually part of that schedule. The DNR's Lauren Peck says attendance has largely maintained the visitor surge that was seen during the COVID-19 pandemic.
All those people who came in 2020 that were like, oh, I kind of like this. I'm going to get a yearly park pass. You know, now they're just regular park users.
The agency says it's seeing about 11 million visitors to Minnesota state parks each year, with most attendees coming just for the day. I'm Mike Moen.
This is Public News Service. Parts of the Midwest Great Lakes region are bracing for a strong storm as an estimated 82 million Americans travel to gather in celebration of Thanksgiving. That for The Guardian, they report Thursday morning more than 800 flights were delayed. The National Weather Service says heavy snow is likely to hit parts of Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan between 6 and 10 inches beginning Friday afternoon and going through Saturday evening. This month, caregivers nationwide are lifting the veil on what it really takes to support aging parents and loved ones with serious health needs.
In Georgia, Vanetta Williams has spent most of her life taking care of multiple relatives, including her mother and stepfather, all while balancing a full-time job. She says many families quietly make these sacrifices every day without the workplace protections or resources they need.
I think it's undervalued because it's one of those things to where you're supposed to take care of a family member because that's what you do.
As a care fellow with Caring Across Generations, Williams says many caregivers feel alone in the day-to-day work of keeping loved ones on track. After attending CareFest, where caregivers shared similar struggles, she says it became clear that families everywhere are juggling the same pressures without support systems that would make caregiving more manageable. Williams says transportation has become one of the most unpredictable parts of caregiving, especially when appointments are far from home. For Georgia News Connection, I'm Shantia Hudson. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Finally, New York wildlife could see severe impacts from a proposal to weaken the Endangered Species Act.
The federal government is proposing to revert the law to its 2019-2020 framework to improve regulatory predictability, align federal action with the best interpretation of the law, and strengthen American energy independence. Jewel Tomasula with the Endangered Species Coalition says this change puts the administration's drill baby drill agenda and economic interests ahead of wildlife protections.
They're pointing at developments that would make money for a few people over the health of nature and our future generations having these wonderful wildlife and biodiversity experiences. So we find this extremely disappointing, but it is in line with all the decisions that have been made.
The 52-year-old law is responsible for populations of New York's piping plover and other grassland birds rebounding among the 1,600 species that have seen similar benefits. But the Endangered Species Act has already run into barriers, such as funding decreases by Congress, which have only grown as the administration cuts agency budgets. People have 30 days to provide comments about the proposed rule changes. Most feedback on the proposal has been negative, with polls showing most Americans favor maintaining current protections. Tomasula says the ramifications of this proposal would harm habitat protections for threatened species such as bog turtles in New York.
With habitat being the top driver for species extinction, all species need a safe place to live, feed, and breed.
This is Edwin J. Vieira for New York News Connection.
Thanks for tuning in. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported. You can find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Twinkle toes, scrunched up nose, dusty record, see-through clothes, plug in holes, fill in voids, silence, the perfect noise. Built an inferno, Averna, Averna, my wheels won't stop turning, barley and bobbins. Twisting, we're learning, scheming and plotting, yearning and yearning. Pin the photo, grab the brush, sharpen the pencil. I'm talking a little too much. Stoke the flame. Just say my name, just say my name. The perfect sound, spinning in circles. Our home, it deserves you. Time for dessert, you, a choker of pearls. Ooh, does it hurt you? Are you hungry? Quench your thirst too. Magpies only fly in twos, telling stories while making a new one, two. What's up is down, what's old is new. We go around and come around. The moon is out above the merry-go-round. The sun is up, it can never come down. Sharpen the pencil, I'm talking a little too much. Stoke the flames, playing our games. Just say my name, just say my name. Drew a plan, design a town. Draw the shades, it's our time now. Music's loud, the lights are low. What else is next? I need to know. Never mind, I guess. I need more wood. The flames grew low. Miss me, please. I need to go. I'll write you from Papyro.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. On the Big Island of Hawaii, a handful of low buildings sit on the side of a volcano, 2 miles above sea level.
This remote outpost is one of the most important climate change research sites in the world, the Mauna Loa Observatory. For nearly 70 years, with almost no break, scientists there have measured the amount of carbon dioxide in the air, creating the world's longest-running direct record of atmospheric CO2. As people burn fossil fuels like coal, oil, and gas, carbon dioxide builds up in the atmosphere. It traps heat like a blanket, warming the planet. At Mauna Loa, scientists have found that carbon dioxide levels have risen from less than 320 parts per million in the 1950s to over 420 parts per million today. Mauna Loa is an ideal spot to study how the atmosphere is changing. Its high altitude and remote location help ensure that the measurements are not influenced by local pollution. So for decades, climate scientists have relied on the Mauna Loa data, and keeping these measurements going without interruption is critical for monitoring and understanding how people are influencing the climate. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Exploring science and the sea. In July of 2022, two scientists descended to the Challenger Deep, the deepest spot in the oceans. The first thing they saw on the bottom wasn't a new species of life or some other exotic wonder. It was a glass beer bottle sitting 7 miles deep. Litter isn't limited to the giant garbage patches on the ocean surface. It's found on the bottom as well. Even in the deepest of all locations. It's been seen on the floors of all the oceans and seas, including the Arctic and Southern Oceans. A recent study, for example, used video cameras to survey a portion of the Calypso Deep, a 3-mile-deep spot in the Mediterranean Sea near Greece. The cameras recorded about 150 items of trash, paper bags and cartons, glass bottles and jars, and lots of plastic, bags, crates, bottles, fishing gear, and more. Based on that sample, researchers calculated the region should average about 70,000 pieces of trash per square mile. The spots with the highest estimated density of trash yet recorded are a couple of mile-deep canyons in the South China Sea, 135,000 pieces per square mile. Trash washes out to sea from rivers, is lost from ships, or is deliberately dumped, and it's a menace to any organisms on the sea floor. It can entangle them, or strangle or poison them if they try to eat it. And with an estimated 7 million tons of trash added to the oceans every year, the problem will only get worse in the years ahead. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute, I'm Holly Brawley.
One speeding ticket, Columbia County.
Columbia County, everybody gets speeding tickets. How else do they pay for the roads to get plowed in the winter?
drops, bumblebees and syrup, bare feet resting on the window. Drove to San Diego. We swam in every flooded valley.